This is John Batchelor from a conversation with colleague Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center about announcements of the Chinese military making breakthroughs in microwave transmission, microwave intelligence gathering, warships, all the boasting that goes on. I ask Rick Fisher if this is a Potemkin village, if the reports of Chinese rocketry are accurate about false fuel, about warheads that are inside silos and the lid doesn't open. Is that true for the Navy as well? Rick gives a very specific answer about the threat of the PLA Navy now, here in 2024.
Well, John, in my experience of attending Chinese and then Chinese displays at international military exhibitions since 1996 has been that while early on in the 80s and the 90s, yes, the PLA had many aspects of Potemkin affectation. Today, that is simply not the case. The weapons, the systems are world class. They are sold in the open market. The Chinese military industrial complex is composed of hundreds of competing companies, some of them making much of the same things. They are world class when it comes to anything unmanned. They are striving for nuclear missile superiority, not just over the United States, but Russia as well, in my opinion. And they have the ability to control the moon, the Earth-Moon system, if we let them. The Chinese threat, the military threat, is absolutely real.
More of this later.